Welcome to In Tune. I'm your host, Mike Bolton. The cast of Opera Philadelphia's production of Silent Night have been extremely busy in rehearsals over the past few weeks, but we were very lucky and very thankful to have gotten some time with several of the principal artists to talk about their experiences with new music and, of course, Silent Night, the Pulitzer Prize-winning opera which opens at the Academy of Music on February 8th. We met up with Kelly Caduce, the soprano who many Opera Philadelphia audience members may be familiar from her performances here as the conflicted and passionate Princess Lan in Tanduin's Tea, A Mirror of Soul, and as Caroline, the liberal-minded daughter of a Kentucky slave owner in Richard Daniel Poor and Toni Morrison's Margaret Garner. In Kevin Putz and Mark Campbell's Silent Night, she plays the pivotal role of Anna, the Danish opera singer who defies the odds and puts herself in harm's way to save the life of her beloved Nikolaus Schrenk. Kelly is well known for her performances in the world premiere productions of David Carlson's Anna Karenina and in The Grapes of Wrath by Ricky Ian Gordon, whose opera A Coffin in Egypt is part of Opera Philadelphia's American Repertory Program and will premiere in June 2014 with the famed mezzo-soprano Frederica von Stade here in Philadelphia. We asked Kelly about what attracts her to new music.
I love doing new music. There's a freedom about doing new music and the fact that, I mean, there's no other recordings of it, so you have no other reference as to, trying to sound this way or that way, and I find a sort of freedom to that. Intellectually, it stimulates me. I love, sitting down at the piano and plunking those notes out and seeing if I can remember all of those distinct phrases, and there's another element. I mean, I guess you have that element with every piece, but more so in new music, because it's usually a composer that I've not done works with before. So to try to, to sit down and to get familiar with that composer's language is very exciting. And then when it clicks, you're like, oh my goodness, this is so brilliant. How did they come up with this? And I really enjoy it.
What speaks to her most about Anna Sorensen's music, and how does she feel about performing a new American work, but singing in German and not English?
It is gorgeous, and it is so well written for the voice. And you get several styles of music. We start out in like Mozartian Italian, and then we move to like a German quasi art song, and then she gets these very Straussian melodies. So I just love it, and it all is written very well for the voice, and it's melodic and so beautiful that I have lines that when I was learning it, I was humming that line through the whole day. I find the composers are so thrilled to hear their work performed and to see it come to life. All of those new American works that we just talked about, they were all in English. So it was kind of fascinating when I got this score and saw that, every single line was in a foreign language. And I certainly hadn't sung in German. It had been a long time, so I had to do some brushing up on my German, and I'm glad that there is a diction coach here to give us some tips.
Anna Sorensen in Silent Night is an extremely strong character. She manipulates the odds. She finds ways for her beloved to get out of harm's way. She finds herself on the front lines, in the trenches. How does Anna compare to some of the other heroines that Kelly has sung, such as Cho-Cho San and Massenet's Thais?
Well, I think Eric, our director, made a good point. He said, in some ways he thinks Anna is more suited for battle than Nikolaus is. And I thought that was an interesting statement, and I love that statement. If you especially think of her in 1914, I believe, it's great. And we have her at some points, kind of turning on a dime, that she's, at moments she's very tender, and then she finds the strength. But it is fun to play a character that has so much oomph behind her. I do think Butterfly has quite a bit of strength in her tune and quite a bit of bite, because she is able to sit there and feign happiness, or the many things that she feigns for 3 years until he comes back, and then ultimately to committing suicide. So I think they have that in common. And Thais, I actually feel Thais is quite the opposite. I feel like she starts, in this feigned strength position, and really she becomes very vulnerable at the end, but I think there is a strength in vulnerability as well.
And finally, we asked her, what's her favorite part of the score?
Oh my goodness, there is this section in the Act 1 aria that has all these sweeping Straussian lines and kind of all of these syncopations and this point where I come in just slightly before the orchestra, and it's just, it's so incredibly, the harmonics are so incredibly beautiful, and the way that it moves and the way that the orchestra and I are not quite in sync, and then we come in sync at the end, I just think it's incredibly clever and beautiful. He's so clever. He has written the group of French soldiers. They have French style music. The Germans have German style, you know. And Anna and Nikolaus kind of encompass. They have their own language of music, which I think reminds me a little bit of Strauss. And then, you know, of course, we make comments on Mozart and the German Lied.
We're very thankful to Kelly Caduce for taking time out of her schedule to sit down and meet with us to talk about Silent Night and Anna Sorensen. Performances of Silent Night run from February 8th through the 17th at the historic Academy of Music in Philadelphia. For tickets, visit our website at operaphila.org or call Ticket Philadelphia at 215-893-1018, 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Don't forget to check out our other podcasts in this series, which include interviews with William Burden, Troy Cook, Our Lieutenants, Gabriel Pricer, Craig Irvin, and Liam Bonner, and a final one which includes a plot synopsis of the opera. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email at outreach@operaphila.org. That's outreach@operaphila.org. I'm your host, Mike Bolton. Thank you for joining us for this edition of In Tune, and I hope to see you at the opera.